Here in the U.S., writer Scott Hewler has been reflecting on the beautiful language that lies behind the warnings about storms.
If you can believe it, there's something I love about hurricane season. I know there's nothing lovable about hurricanes. Still, when a hurricane swirls in a threatening fashion in the Atlantic, you can count on constant, breathless updates from weather people. "It's a Category 1 storm, so don't worry," they'll say. Or, much worse, "It's a Category 5. Run for your lives." Isn't it nice to hear warnings that mean something? Quick, what color is our terrorism alert? Yellow? Orange? Who cares? Even if you know the color, what does that mean? A scale from worry to worry a real lot, it's utterly vague. Which is why hurricane category ratings bring at least a linguistic comfort. Because there's more to, say, Category 4 than just "look out." Each category of storm actually has specific characteristics, a list of what it's likely to damage, flood, or knock down. That is, those levels name specifics. They correspond to reality. They have meaning. The list of hurricane categories from 1 to 5 is a modern continuation of the Beaufort scale, a 19th century verbal scale that describes every level of wind you'll ever run into, and describes them in terms so vigorous, so beautiful, that even in hurricane season, they're lovely. The Beaufort scale starts at 0, calm, of which it says simply, "Smoke rises vertically." By level 2, light breeze, it tells you, "Wind felt on face, leaves rustle, ordinary vein moved by wind." And this is language as evocative as poetry, engaging not just your mind, but your senses. In fact, 3 senses in 11 words. Before that, level 1, light air, tells you the direction of wind is shown by smoke, but not by wind vanes. You may not be imagining a little New England village with a steeple with a wind vane, but for sure you're imagining something. In a fresh breeze, or level 5, small trees and leaf begin to sway. And that's not just good descriptive language, that's iambic tetrameter. In level 6, a strong breeze, telegraph wires whistle, umbrellas are used with difficulty. And by level 9, which is a strong gale, slight structural damage occurs, chimney pots and slates removed. A strong gale came my way once, and it removed the top of my chimney. This is writing that means something. It's practically a writing course. In fact, I believe that the Beaufort scale does represent, in 110 perfectly chosen words, the best and clearest piece of descriptive writing you'll ever find. I don't suspect the beauty of this scale will mean much to anybody picking their way out of a Category 4 catastrophe. And I don't think it's likely to inspire the Department of Homeland Security to assign more meaningful language to its threat colors. But I do think, especially in these times when language is used with such abandon, that the Beaufort scale reminds us that words do have meaning, that they convey thoughts, specific thoughts. When you get fed up with the vagueness that passes for description these days, pick up a dictionary or go online and look up the Beaufort scale. It's beautiful, and it may comfort you, even in a hurricane.
Reflections from North Carolina writer Scott Hewler. His book is Defining the Wind, the Beaufort Scale, and how a 19th century admiral turned science into poetry.